budget drive, and I didn't want to talk about money. After all, it's more about stewardship than budget when it comes to the big picture. More about being caretakers than balancing spreadsheets. No, I thought, better to talk about building community, about supporting and strengthening the heart of this place that together we all call home. And support and strengthen our community we must if we are to face the roller coaster of ups and downs that the world always manages to throw our way. Because we need one another. Ironically and sadly, I was checking in at the One Blood Clinic on Wednesday for my regular double red blood cell donation when live coverage of the shooting in Parkland hit the local news channel. As I sat there with the needle in my arm, I heard one of the phlebotomists murmur to her colleague, "We're going to be busy." It is only human to rally in response to tragedy. Whether it's giving blood, collecting donations, or working with our legislators and representatives to facilitate much-needed change, so often we see awe-inspiring acts of kindness and generosity after moments of loss. And that's part of what makes us a community. As defined by Merriam-Webster, because I love words, a community is a unified body of individuals involved in joint ownership and participation. It only seems right, then, that we should support one another in times of hardship and suffering. But that's just half the story, isn't it? To have true joint ownership over something, to truly participate jointly in creating this shared community, whether locally, nationally, or worldwide, we must give of our hearts at all times, both in times of heartache and in times of celebration, in times of defeat and in times of success. Community building at any level cannot simply be reactionary, but also must be proactive. It should not be only the shortcomings or calamities that befall us which inspire action and generosity, but also the simple joy of the heart of this place that makes us feel connected to something larger and that gives us purpose. We need one another. This can seem intimidating at times, as if it rests all on you, but we must remember that it is not each of us alone that is responsible for how it all turns out. How could we even fathom striving for, let alone achieving, our sixth principle, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, if it was up to each of us alone? It's in these times that we must remember what the townspeople learned in the making of stone soup, that when we each give a little, we can achieve a lot. It is our small contributions combined that make our small community mighty. Whatever your age, you can contribute to the heart of what makes a community great. Take a look around. We have past and present Boy Scouts, as recognized earlier, and Girl Scouts, both organizations which take pride in instilling the value of volunteer work in our young people. The highest accolades of these organizations, Eagle Scout and the Gold Award, are given for the design and implementation of volunteer projects that better the community in which the Scout lives. It doesn't stop there either. You're sitting next to members who promote dialogue to improve and strengthen race relations, who fight for gender equality, who advocate for the rights of youth caught up in the justice system, who facilitate literacy in jails and prisons, who take homeless dogs for walks, and who donate to the food bank. Some of us are board members and service leaders, while some of us work the sound room. Some of us are called to lead religious education classes, or to share our joy of music through instrument and song, or both. Some of us keep the bathrooms clean. Some of us put the coffee on or bring tasty treats for others to enjoy. We each contribute in our own way to the communities we love. We contribute out of necessity, true. We recognize that only taking is an unsustainable way of going about our lives. But we also contribute because we want to see our communities succeed. Because we are nourished by being together in each other's company. And because it brings us joy to help the garden we share blossom and grow. We know that we will not always be able to provide the same things, but that's what makes it a partnership. When my water gets shut off, you fill the watering can so that we can keep the soil moist. When your knees are too sore to bend, I pick up my trowel and get to weeding. All our lives, we are in need, and others are in need of us. We lean on and support one another with what we are able. Together, we make the heart of this place ours, and what a beautiful place it is. And because there's so much going on this Sunday, we will now happily receive and gratefully receive an offering.